As Sam slides off the cold steel of the sword, falling, your shoulder and head slam into the hardwood floor. When you open your eyes, you realize that you're in a tavern. Everyone in the place has stopped what they were doing and are looking at you. There's a mixture of mostly humans, a few elves, a half-orc, and a gnome. You slowly realize that you're still at the Whispering Willows Inn back in Greenville. Wasn't that 2 days ago? The old dwarf barkeep yells at you, "Off the floor! If you can't handle your booze, get out!" You hear some of the crowd begin to laugh at you. And then everyone goes back to what they were doing.
So that's when sleep inertia takes over, because as far as I know, I just died. So when he yells that, I come up and I throw a harmless light ball at the bar, essentially.
What? Hey, we'll have no magic in here.
What? We're... I need a drink.
Krager Moore. Why don't you go ahead and describe who Krager is?
Let's see. Krager is an old gnome. Hair all gray. Armor. He's got a dark past. He doesn't want to talk about it. But he absolutely will talk about it a lot. and but he'll tell you he doesn't want to talk about it.
But then.
But since you asked. He's about 4'1". He's stocky. Beard and mustache, a long, like, Fu Manchu type mustache. Carries a sickle. And he has sad eyes. Very sad eyes because of his dark past that he doesn't want to talk about.
You're having dinner at the Whispering Willows. You're sitting next to this human kid. You don't know who he is. You just happen to be sitting next to him. All of a sudden, you see him go very stiff and freeze up for a moment. And then fall off of his bar stool.
Slowly slinks back down to the chair.
So you seem to have had a very rough time, young man.
Huh?
Tell me, what happened?
I really don't know. I was walking to the ranch. There was a rider. No. 10 riders. No. At least 5. There was more than one. Anyway, they attacked. They killed everyone. They killed me.
That's a very interesting story. I myself have a bit of a dark story. I don't talk about it. You see, back long ago, when everyone wanted to get rid of dragons. Well, I let myself go to the dark forces, and I slayed so much at just such a dark time. I became a great, great warrior, but I don't want to do that sort of thing anymore. I don't want to talk about it. But it was a dark and evil time, and I now seek redemption for the terrible things I have done. But You say you you were killed. That is always difficult.
Yes,
that's a very, very.
I can feel the steel in my bones still, and yet I am here.
Yes.
Where? How did you get here?
Well, I wandered for a long time after my dark time, which I don't want to talk about. I seeking purpose, you know. I sought purpose in drink that did not seem to satisfy, but it sometimes does dull the pain of all the terrible, terrible deeds I have done, which I don't want to talk about. And,
but did you die?
I do not believe. No, I have not done that. That is not an experience I have had as yet. That's.
What is your name, friend?
My name is Craigor Mór.
Craigor
Mór. I am from a long line, the great Mórs of the steppes. But I am now the last of my line because they were killed all by dragons, which I don't want to talk about.
Dragons?
But, huh? Dragons. And I joined in the fervor to kill all dragons. And I did many dark things. I did not always distinguish good from bad. But I don't want to talk about
it. But yet I have heard of nothing else since meeting you.
Well, I...
You say dragons, Craigor. You know, there are some who say dragons never even existed.
Oh, they did. They did for quite some time. They don't now.
So you've seen a dragon?
Yes. But I don't want to talk about it.
What were they like?
Fierce. And frightening. Something that it is hard to unsee. Like pictures on... Well, I don't want to talk about that either.
Like a pale rider in the night? Killing all your loved ones? Then looking at you with hatred as they drive their blade into your heart?
Exactly that. Except for the blade in the heart part. That's not happened to me. Then I'm very sorry that happened to you. But
did it? Maybe I was dreaming. I must have been dreaming. A terrible nightmare, which being in this bar tends to elicit that. Mayhap we should leave. I have some sense of religion. I could take you to the temple where I work if you wish to eat.
Well, I could eat, but I have given up religion myself. I have, as I said, what I don't want to talk about, but I gave myself over to dark gods at one point and did terrible deeds. Terrible, terrible deeds in the name of that god. But I don't want to talk about it.
You notice that your chest still... It seems like you can feel that wound still. It's really rather itchy.
Do I look wounded?
You've got about a 3-inch scar there where you were ran through in your dream.
Craigor, I would ask a favor. I know we've not known each other long, but I need to go and talk to some of the heads of my order to determine just what happened. I'm actually wounded, but yet it was a dream. But I do not wish to travel alone.
You know, you have touched my heart, son. You are a young man who has been through a terrible ordeal. And by the way, let me take a moment to cast a healing spell upon
you.
I can do that. And for that wound in your chest.
You too! I said no mannequin here. Get out!
Oh.
Yeah. Well, let us take our leave. I will give you a healing spell, and you can tell me more of your story, since I can't tell mine.
Okay. So walk outside, accept the healing.
Do the healing spell.
So tell me more about the dragons. Were they really bad?
Oh, very terrible.
All
long
of them?
Teeth. Not all of them, though. Not all of them.
Wow.
No.
I actually saw it.
No one around here even believes in dragons. Well, some wouldn't say no one, but...
Some indeed were kind. Some indeed were young and innocent and not deserving of their fate.
As you get outside, you get the healing. It makes you feel better. Your body feels healed. But when you look down, the scar is still there. Right over your heart.
In all of your travels, have you ever heard of somebody dying in a dream and then dying in real life?
I don't know. Well, I've heard stories, but only stories. I've not something I've witnessed myself.
It felt so real, yet I'm here. Where are you from, Kragar, if I can ask?
I'm from the steppes of Glastar. My family settled those steppes thousands of years ago. We were the most prominent, the most respected, and now they are all gone.
What happened to your family?
Dragons. All of them. Killed everyone. I am the last of my line. And now, at one time I had nothing but my rage, nothing but anger. And I let that take me over. I don't want to talk about it, but what I did, gave myself over to dark gods, dark forces, and the rage, and I did so many bad deeds. But I won't talk about it. However, I have decided now I must make up for what I've done. I must balance the scales. And your story, somehow I feel that my redemption may be in you, young man.
Well, it would appear I am not the only one with a wound over his heart.
That is true. That is very good. You are something of a poet.
Maybe we could help each other.
I think we can.
I want to know more about dragons, though. Okay, so big. Like big, or like big?
Well, they vary in size. Some are gigantic, bigger than buildings. Black in the sky with their wings. Some tiny, that you could hold in your hand.
Whoa.
And they have children, they have. And then, of course, they're dragonborn, who are human in a way, a humanoid.
I have heard of this dragonborn, men that took on the physical characteristics of dragons, but the stories are jumbled. They were all evil. They would eat other men. They sired no children, but instead sowed discord wherever they went. The list goes on and on, but it is hard to separate truth from fiction sometimes.
Well, the truth is, no one, there is no group of people that is all evil or all good. We are all products of our choices, and we are not products of what race we are. We are not products that we are what we decide. And when we condemn an entire dragons or dragonborn for what others of their kind have done, we set ourselves on the path of ignorance and darkness. It's always been the case.
I know this. I am sworn to the service of Pelor, and Pelor teaches us the same, that all, even the most vile, are deserving of mercy and deserving of light.
Yes, that's true. I don't countenance the gods, though. I don't trust them. Oh.
But why not?
Well, it seems to me that we must make our own choices in life. When we give ourselves over to beings that lord over us, we fail, I think, as people. But that's probably because of my own story, which I won't talk about.
Okay. So, your sense of the situation of what just happened, it feels like a dream, but a dream that happened 2 days from now, back where you're heading to begin with.
Right.
So, where you're talking about talking to your people, you're wanting to go back to the ranch, or
yes,
where you want to go? Okay. Perfect. So,
meanwhile, back at the ranch.
So at this point, it's still light. You probably have 4 hours or so of light left, maybe 5. So, if you guys want to start traveling now, you might be okay. You'd be able to make some distance. Or you could settle up for the night and leave in the morning. What do you guys want to do?
So I would prefer to go straight away, simply because I'm already kind of disoriented as far as time goes. And I have more questions than answers. So I'm going to be standing out there immediately.
Okay.
I would prefer not to go by myself, so I'm going to drag him along by continuing to ask him questions.
About his past that he won't talk about. Yeah. He won't talk about that. Okay.
So I would advise to rest for the night, but I'll go along if he's insistent.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys start heading out of town. Based on your character description you gave me, I don't think you would be traveling by horse or anything. You'd be on foot most of the time. Okay. And do you have anything, or are you pretty much on foot, or?
I can summon a bear.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. Greenville is not a large town by any means. It's basically just a almost a waypoint for people who are traveling through. Mm. There's not much in that area. There's maybe a dozen or so houses, an inn for people traveling through, and a couple of small mom-and-pop kind of shops that are so the basic stuff you would need, but nothing too fancy. You're not going to find anything like magic items in Greenville. I mean, that's
right.
Just not going to happen. This is very much a small town kind of thing. They do have your basic shops, but nothing that's going to sell anything too awful fancy.
Right.
So if you start heading south out of town, you go between forested areas and pretty clear areas. There's patches of forest, patches of just kind of field and farms, stuff like that.
I got to check my distance here because I can't remember if it's 2 days travel down to...
On foot, it would probably be at least that. Unless we both hopped up on a bear. That would definitely...
That would slow things down. Or speed things up.
I would say that at best, the bear wouldn't have a problem too much handling Krager riding on him. But I would say Krager probably 40 pounds plus gear, and then a human plus gear probably be a bit much for one animal to try and, or a bear to figure out, which normally is not a steed.
Right.
You know, but for one person, it probably wouldn't be a big deal. And if you get a good horse or like a war horse, the two of you aren't going to, it's going to not really even know you're there compared to what it's used to. But, yeah. Okay, so we're headed.
Maybe I don't want to do the bear yet because, you know, I keep things close to the vest.
That's true.
I don't reveal much.
You don't want to you want to give away the bear facts yet.
Wow. Okay, so.
Doing so many puns.
You're headed south out of Greenville, and I sent you guys the map at one point before, but we're basically sitting at about a two-and-a-half-day journey back to Lalum, which is where the Rosenchaim Ranch is.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're traveling south, you really don't get a whole lot of interaction with anyone. You may see the occasional traveler, but most of them are going the opposite direction. Nothing much is headed towards Alum. Everyone seems to be, that is out, is heading out, going about their business. You don't see anything really hinting towards a rush. It doesn't feel like people are panicked and all of a sudden there's a bunch of people leaving town. You know, it's just the occasional traveler going about their travelery things, you know. After about 5 hours, you start losing light. Do you guys want to continue on into the night for a while, or where do you want to go on that? And on foot, you can figure you're traveling 5 miles an hour if you're really pushing it.
Right.
So you've probably gone at this point 20, 25 miles, somewhere right in there.
I advise to keep going.
Yeah. He's 19 years old. You can do this all night.
Yeah.
He's good.
Okay. So, as you're traveling down through, down along the road, you come across the road that goes kind of northwest up towards Springport. And it's a decent-sized road, kind of the same as the one that you're traveling on now. It's wide enough for two carts to easily pass. Again, very hard-packed. These are some pretty well-used roads out here in the wilderness. While there's not a lot of towns out in this area, the roads that are used are very well-used. Yeah. People tend to stay on the path around here a little bit more. It's not that you can't go out into the forest, but you know, whenever you're trying to get from one point to another, why blaze new trails, right?
Right.
So you get on down past the road to Springport, and you're probably, I'd say, 10 hours in. You're pushing probably another, at this point you've gone quite a ways. You're getting out to about 10 hours that you've been traveling now. About 3 hours ago is where you passed the road off to Springport. Again, nothing really much is happening, but you guys are getting pretty well worn.
Yeah.
You know, You had kind of a rough night, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just dying. It's fine.
Yeah. And you're getting into this area where you're looking at it, and you can see it would probably be a pretty good area if you wanted to bed down for the night. Definitely, if you continue on, you also know that you're going to be slowing down pretty soon, just from wear and tear. While you're used to being outside, both of you are used to being outside and doing your thing.
Right.
You are also not used to traveling more than about 10 hours at a stretch, and you know pretty soon you're going to lose your pace pretty good.
Sure.
So what would you guys like to do? Are you going to stop for a while and get a good rest?
I have got little stubby legs, and I'm very old. I need to rest.
I think that would be best if we set up camp for
trying to keep up with the long way at humans is...
It can be a bit exhausting, I'll admit.
Yeah.
Oh, forgot the accent. My accent's good.
That's okay. And that's actually something I was going to mention, is you had mentioned using an accent. But you came into it and you just didn't, so...
Well, I knew I wouldn't be consistent with it. So
I'm being incredibly inconsistent.
It's fine. The game's all about you guys having fun. Yeah. So if you decide you want to kind of start kicking it in a little bit, I would be okay with it, you know? Just do your thing. You've got a good accent going on, you know? No one knows exactly where Craigor has been overall, so... There is nothing saying that you're not going to have kind of a mixed accent at this point because, you know,
right. Traveled over.
Gnomes live a long time. And you obviously, if you were around during the Dragon Wars, and you fought during the Dragon Wars or even the end of the Dragon Wars, you're pushing 90 at least.
So true to life.
Yeah.
So in that 90 years, you've gone all in. Few different places, you've done different things, it'd be easy to pick up random accents from, you know. Okay, so what's the camp situation look like for you guys? Do you guys have tents?
I have a bedroll and water skin, and I mean, that's really it, like, very simple.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a bedroll. I don't know what these numbers mean, but I have a bedroll, flint and steel.
I could start a fire for us magically.
No need for the flint and steel.
And it's always still good to have, just in case magic key runs out, you know.
That's right.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
The numbers on the side were the gold pieces that we were counting off to make sure we were at least relatively close to what you were doing there.
Yeah, I actually think I had gold left over.
Okay, so at this point we're sitting probably another 50-ish miles out from the Rosenshine Ranch. The night is pretty clear. You've got a good view of the sky where you're at. You were able to get off of the roadway by a good probably 30, 35 feet, something like that. So you're out of the way. You're not going to get bothered by anyone traveling through. You get a nice fire going, and you're sitting there, I'm sure, still talking about things that Craigor refuses to talk about. vehemently refuses to talk about this stuff. Okay, let's head back over to Aunt Bea and Willow. Off in the distance, you see a well-burning campfire.
And I was just going to let you know that I was going to keep my eyes open for fire and my nose open for smoke. So, okay, works.
We're all synced up here. So, you know, this is probably a good, I'd say, 40 yards down the road. You're seeing a campfire. Looks like they're having a good time. They've got it blazing pretty nicely, you know, and they're just kind of doing their thing. There's some people sitting around the campfire. There's two of them. You can't see much detail, but they just seem to be sitting there enjoying the night.
So, Willow, are we supposed to be meeting anyone else on the road?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So what do you think? Do we pass these folks on the road? Do we get off the road, go around them, pay them no mind, or ask to share the camp?
Well, we could ask to share the camp, kind of see how they are. We like the situation.
I don't know that I agree. We've not been told to meet anybody else. And our job is to get there and get back.
Yeah, you're about 10 yards away from him now. Why don't you two give me a perception check?
Well.
Eight. Add in your perception score.
No.
Yeah, now we're playing a game here.
Now you need all the papers.
All of the papers.
Perception.
It's right down there at the bottom. Your shamans, you probably don't have the skills. It's just going to be your wisdom modifier, which is plus three. You rolled a what? Eight. So 11.
Okay. Your natural 20, though, you spot them, like, right off the bat. Three horses, two riders coming your direction.
Gregor, that really is a thrilling story. I can honestly tell you, I've never heard so little told in so much detail, but I want to tell you that would be an option. Now, I can only say that because I lived on the street for a very long time, and I knew the people that were looking at me and the people that weren't. Them over there, rather brusque. Wouldn't you say?
I can't really see them, but
I think it would work.
Should we call out to them, or should we... Well, I mean, they've already seen us with our fire, so we can't hide.
Okay, you guys are...
I think so.
The horses are right up on you guys, and you hear from a long distance off a very low rumbling. And the rumbling is getting louder.
Is there any vibration in the ground, or is it just sound at this point?
Now there is.
I don't know you, but we should get off the road.
I feel like that's a really good idea.
I'm full of them.
And the ground starts shaking and moving in waves. Roll initiative. We're going to do a skills encounter.
One.
Nicely done. Very good.
Mine's 14.
We have our first nat one.
Oh. Okay, so what am I doing it with? Initiative?
I remember this happening.
So I got a five, so I'm just hanging out.
14.
Doing my own thing, apparently.
Alright, so.
What's going on?
Per always. I don't know.
I don't know.
Ground shaking, though.
Is it?
We have. John, what did you get?
I got a five.
Total?
What bonuses do you. Or, see, we used to use initiative as a 1d6.
So, where your name is, do you have a standard character sheet?
Yep.
So, where your name is?
There it is, plus two. So, I got a seven.
Sam, then...
Wait, so what's your dex modifier?
Plus two.
So, it should be three then, because it's your dex modifier plus half your level.
Half the level is one,
right,
which is zero. You round down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Sorry.
Everything in D&D, fourth edition anyway, is rounded down. So.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yep. There we go. All right. So we had Sam. John, spell your character's name for me one more time, please.
I-A-N-T-F-E-A. And you can just call me Fia for short.
That was a sigh of relief around this table.
At least for me.
I had Fia, okay. Then we had Willow.
So I'm scared of calling you Aunt Fia. I feel like that's just going to happen.
And we had...
Craigar. And Sam.
Yeah, you were
first.
With your mighty roll of...
Nine.
Okay.
Level one adventures for the win.
So...
I feel like I shouldn't be a ranger anymore.
Here's your things that you need to do for this skill encounter. A skill encounter is basically... where it's listing out your skills at the bottom left-hand corner. Those are the skills you're going to be using. What the skill encounter is, ground is shaking. You've got new people around you. You've also got pretty big fire going right now. Because these guys were not being overly cautious with how much wood they were putting on. They wanted to talk around the fire, apparently. So you've got horses you need to control. You've got the fire you need to make sure it doesn't burn down the Talon Forest, hopefully. And, you know, survival. That would be nice. What we're going to do is, this is going to be just like a combat. We're going to go around the horn. Everyone gets to roll in order. So it's going to go Sam, Pia, Willow, Craigar, and then it loops back around to Sam. And so you'll roll one of your scores. If it's one of your trained ones, you guys are going to be able to add whatever the big bonus on it is. If it's not one of the big ones, then, you know.
The big bonus? Sorry.
Well, yeah, you've got some that are trained gives you a plus five.
Oh, okay, got it. That's right. So are we going down the list, or are we just...
No, you can pick out whichever ones are best.
Okay.
Now, I do have a couple of rules for skill encounters. First off is you guys can't use the same skill twice. I want you actually coming up with different skills to try and use. And you can't use the same skill that someone else just used. So if Fia does something with endurance, then Willow wouldn't be able to use endurance on that round. After Willow, then Craigar over here could use endurance if he wants to. What'll happen is people end up using the same... Oh, I endurance my way out of it. No.
Right.
So we want to create more variety, right? So you can't use the same skill two times in a row. You have to use something different. And you can't use the same thing that someone else just used. So it's going to make you have to use your other stuff. On your stuff with the lower bonuses, all right, that you're not trained in, if you... decide to roll something that is totally off the wall and you happen to get a, I'll say even a 19 or a 20 on it, as long as your total would meet what we're looking at, I'll give you guys a success on that and actually make it something worth your while for the success. So, how this is going to work is you guys have to get, I'll make this one easy, you have to get 5 successes or 3 failures. Usually it's going to be closer to 8 successes, 3 failures, but I'll take it easy on you guys the first time around.
What's the target number?
You'll find that out when you find that out, huh?
Okay. So I'm up first.
You're up first.
So, here's the situation. So these strangers came over, and the ground started rumbling. Now, I didn't get the sense that they were armed, but they weren't. They didn't have weapons out. However, I do not know that they are not the ones causing this. And so, the very first thing I need to do is respond rather than react. I'm going to use my insight. I just want to know whether I should be going away from the strangers or simply away from the noise.
Okay.
So that's a 21 total using my insight.
That would be a success. Okay, so the sense that you get is they seem to be kind of as wary of you as you are of them. They don't seem to be offering any malice. They don't seem like they're out to get you or anything. But at the same time,
It seems like that's kind of the way you're feeling. You're basically two groups of people meeting in the night in a weird situation, and now there's an earthquake.
Right.
So...
But I'm going to say, based on my role, that I don't get the sense that they are causing the earthquake, even if they brought it here.
No.
So, okay.
No, this was... Near as you can tell, because you saw them as soon as they came up, they were just as surprised by the earthquake, and their horses are freaking out just as much as you guys are looking around going, what is going on?
Right. Very good.
Okay, Fia, you're up.
So, having never run a skill encounter before, you suggest us using our best skill or the skill best suited to what we wanted to do in this situation?
Well, hopefully those two are going to meet. The set that you're trained in, you're going to have a better bonus on.
Okay.
But if none of the things you're trained in make sense for what you're trying to do, then you may have to use something else. What I'll have you do is basically, if you're not sure which one it is, also you guys can just tell me, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm trying to do with my character, and then I will help work out which skill would be the most appropriate for it, and we'll see where we get from there.
Fair enough. My first instinct will be to control the horses.
Okay. That would fall under nature.
Okay. Because my best score is actually intimidate, which you might be able to do. However, have you ever tried to intimidate a horse? Sometimes it doesn't work real well. So nature, I have a +6. And so I will use nature to attempt to control the horses.
Okay.
17 total.
17 total, that's a success. John is able to get the horses under control more. I mean, they're in the middle of an earthquake. They're freaking out. They're not running away from you at this point. You're... getting them more calm. They're getting kind of mellowed out a little bit, but this earthquake is just starting, so, you know, you're going to want to figure out what you're doing with them. But that was a good roll. You very well succeeded on that one, so let's move on to Willow.
I want to take care of the fire.
Okay.
But I don't know what that falls under.
I would say probably nature. What do you think?
So you can actually make a case for a couple of things here. I wouldn't waste your athletics on it, but you could make a case for that. Like, I'm going to do this quickly. Mm-hmm. I know we're not in a dungeon, but you could make a dungeoneering case here because you're trying to put out a fire. But really, probably nature is going to be your easiest sell.
Okay.
Because that's going to determine how quickly you get the fire out.
Okay.
John, what did you just roll? You rolled nature, though, right?
Yes, I did.
So I can't use nature.
Can't use nature. Now, he'll be able to use nature if he wants to afterwards, but you can't use it because he used it before you.
You could also use acrobatics. Like, if you're going to do, like, leap and try to put it out, like, midair. You know what I mean? Like, some kind of, like, gymnastics feat.
Well, but you just said not to use that, though. Like, you wouldn't waste it on that? Didn't you just say that?
No, that was athletics.
Oh, athletics.
Because that's your best skill.
Okay.
So,
here's the thing on this one, all right? I could see an argument for acrobatics or athletics on it because you're having to get off of a horse that is out of control.
True.
So, that's going to take some... I'd say, in that case, probably acrobatics is going to be your... best one, or athletics to try and force your way off of the horse to get over there in the first place.
So I'm rolling, but then taking, is it the bonus?
So is your acrobatics, do you have training in it?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you're going to roll and then apply this number, and then that's your total skill.
Okay, so the roll plus that.
Yep.
Okay.
13.
Okay, 13 total? That's a failure. Okay, so...
Yeah, look at with everything.
What were you trying to do? Explain to me what exactly you were doing.
So, trying to get off my horse.
Okay, so you were... because
I was still on, right? Yeah, because I was still on the horse, so trying to get off the horse and find anything to put out the fire.
Okay. I'm going to say that you got off the horse, but you got tangled up in the stuff. Okay. So,
I'm just like hanging off the horse?
You've got a hold of the reins, and the saddle's got a hold of you. Or the stirrup has a hold of you. So, that's where you're at the moment.
Okay. Just going to hang on.
Okay.
Is the horse dragon?
Oh, gosh.
She's up in the air, just kind of... She's holding here and got her foot over here. She's got to figure out what she's going to do. But you're on the ground, and you're near a fire in an earthquake. So what does Krager do?
Okay. I think I'm going to use... nature and try to calm her horse down, help her out, get off the horse. Nature's already been used.
Nope, that's fine. Because she was the one that couldn't use it. It's just
one after the other.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so okay. Since Pia did it, she couldn't use it, but he can. Okay, so it just knocks it out for one round. Just the same as now she can't use acrobatics whenever her turn comes around again.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you're gonna use nature to get her away from the horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
12. I got 8. And let's see. So ability modifier 3 and trained is 5. So you add all those together, right?
Yep. What'd you roll?
Oh, wait.
28 out of 12.
Okay, so you get a 12, and you're using
nature.
Nature, which your total nature skill is what?
8.
8, so 20.
Okay. All the modifier things, 3 and 5.
So you got a 12, and 3 plus 5 plus 12 is 20.
3 plus 5 is your score. So, over there you should have an 8.
Yep, your total
score.
You don't
add that plus your 3 and 5. Yeah, that's already what
the total is. The total is on the side. So the only number you need to look at when rolling is these. Yeah. These just inform that number.
Okay, so I
rolled
a 12, I add the 8.
Yeah, okay. 20.
Still right? A great roll.
Yeah, you succeeded.
Okay.
You were able to get a hold of the horse, get it calmed down, and... get her disentangled from the horse. The horse is still pretty freaked out by this because now the ground's been moving under its feet and this psycho is like hanging off on the side trying to do some kind of trick. It doesn't know what's going on. That poor horse is sitting there going, can we not? You know? But you're getting it under control. So what you guys see is a lot of these sparks from the fire are starting to fly everywhere. A couple of logs go that way. One of them goes that way. Okay, let me give you the fun little round that you missed.
Okay.
You should have hung out for that one.
No, so, it's fine. He doesn't know what you need to know.
He was right there, though, so he would know. She attempted to flip off of her horse and get away from the horse that's freaking out to go put out the fire and deal with that before it burns the horse down. She did not succeed in that, and she ended up getting tangled up in the reins and the stirrup and hanging off the side of the horse. Now, Krager came along and ran over, got the horse calmed down, got... her away from it. So the horse is under control somewhat, but the fire is now getting out of control. A couple of logs have gone one way, one of them's gone the other way. So you've got horses that are getting definitely more calm. You guys have done a pretty good job with that. But now you have a fire that you need to deal with. And it is Sam's turn.
Okay.
Wait a minute here. One, two, three. How many successes did we have? You're the only one that failed.
So there's four, right?
You succeeded. You succeeded. John succeeded. Okay. So we have five things that happened so far. Cool.
Four
things, yes.
Mm. And we had three successes, right?
Three successes, one failure.
You all are welcome.
You're totally good. So what I'm going to do so we have two problems. One, there's a fire that we don't know what's going to happen with that. And two, we don't know which way we're supposed to be going. So I'm going to use my streetwise in the most literal sense. Because one of the things every streetwise person has is an escape route planned.
Okay.
That's still 10. Still 10.
You know, with the ground moving, there's fire starting to build up on this side of you. There's horses over here. There's new people around you. You're streetwise to a certain point. You grew up on the streets, but this is now out in the forest, and there's weird shit just happening everywhere out here. You have no clue which end is up.
We should go somewhere. Not here. Not here.
Wait, here?
All right, so that would be...
Thank you. That is sage advice. Ta-da. Very sage advice.
What? I didn't choose my companions well.
Okay, Fia, you're up.
I'm up. The fire, the horses are fairly calm.
They're fairly calm. Sam seems to be freaking out at this point. He doesn't know which end is up, but you got a fire going on, and that's pretty much where we're at the moment.
Okay, so the fire seems to be the larger concern. I'm going to presume that Sam can eventually get himself under control. Has anyone used endurance yet?
You'd be good with endurance. Basically, was that what you used last time?
I used nature the last time.
You used nature last time, and he just used streetwise, so you're good.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to deal with the fire.
Okay.
Stomping it out, beating it out, throwing dirt on it. So I'm going to use my endurance, which is a plus 6. Ooh, an 18 plus 6.
That would be a success.
You're on fire, John.
Okay.
Well, hopefully not literally.
Well, you know, you're wearing a cloak at this point, so you do get the fire pretty well under control, though. You're able to stomp it out before it gets too crazy. But yeah, your cloak is getting a little singed. And here's where we're at. We're at four successes.
Two failures.
Two failures.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
Okay. So, is the fire under control?
It's fairly under control. You're talking earthquake at this point. Who knows what's going to happen, but he's got it mostly under control at this point.
How bad is Sam freaking out?
He's not panicked. He's just... He looked like he was about to say something like he knew what he was doing, and then all of a sudden it fell apart very quickly.
Okay.
It became apparent that he had no idea which way you should go.
Okay.
So it's not a problem, but he's no help.
Correct.
Okay. Try and help with the fire again.
Okay, that's fine.
So can I... We talked about dungeoneering.
I would say no on dungeoneering.
Okay.
Because you're out in the middle of a forest, I know that there's an argument probably somewhere in there to be made if you want to rolls lawyer it enough. But
sure, if you want to go that deep.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'll pass on the dungeoneering. What else you got?
Can I make a suggestion to Willa?
Definitely.
Willa, what's your diplomacy?
The one.
So you're pretty much the one who makes the inappropriate joke all the time.
Well, yeah. She is very sarcastic, so yes.
Diplomacy, not so much.
So easy.
Just yeah, that would be me though.
What are your other train scores?
Well, acrobatics, and athletics, healing, nature, and stealth.
Well, John was just in the middle of a fire, so I could see an argument for
healing him,
trying to make sure he's okay.
Okay.
So how are you doing that? What are you going
to
do?
He's wearing a cloak, right?
Yeah.
So going over and checking the cloak first.
You got to go check in and make sure he's not
make
on
sure,
fire.
Yeah.
The cloak's got to be not on fire. Okay.
Well, no, I'm just... Okay, so my thought process is that if he's still, like, putting out the fire or it's contained, if his cloak is on fire, then it could start other fires.
That would be more perception, I would say. Healing would be more checking him to make sure he's not burned too badly, something like that.
I'll check his face. Go check him out. What are you doing?
She's going to run up, slap me in the forehead, and say, "You're healed!"
Perfect.
Hallelujah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. There was a horse involved last time in Rains. So, 8, and what did I say, I did healing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, 8 and 8.
16? That's a success.
Oh, thank
you. Yay!
I got
yay!
One!
Yay! Okay.
When it mattered.
So, Willa runs up and starts checking on John because he was just on fire, so making sure that his... he's not burned too badly, and the ground is starting to finally stop rumbling. This has been going on for probably a good 5 minutes now. This is a pretty decent earthquake. I mean, there are like trees that have come down at this point, or starting to. This is... Go ahead.
How far are we from the coast at this point?
You're, I would say probably a 2-day ride to the nearest body of major water.
Okay, so.
So do you live in the tsunami zone, John?
That was my worry at that point, because I know where the where we were heading on the map, so I was wondering how close we were to a coastal area.
Why don't you guys give me a... Whoever wants to can give me a perception check.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Well, if you want to, if you don't, that's fine.
No.
3. Sam's probably just trying to get his bearings.
But I have a 8 to my perception, so...
11. Okay, what did you get, John?
Yes, I did count that on my fingers.
That's what I'm doing under the table.
John.
Got it.
Yeah.
Perception. Yeah, roll your 20 and...
20.
Oh, jeez. I got a whopping 8.
What's your... Is that total?
That's a total.
Okay. What did you get?
I didn't actually... He's just trying to get his bearings. He's not going to...
Okay.
I was just showing her the dice trick of... It was 20.
Man, yeah, we're not playing that.
So much better now.
Okay. You said you got 11, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing that you were able to pick up from is the sound of the earthquake, the rumbling and everything came from behind where you guys were. So kind of not specifically where you came from, but definitely up that road somewhere.
Okay, not between us and the coast, but back behind from whence we came.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so tsunami, probably not so much unless it's like something really major. Then you're dead anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay,
so One thing that I want to mention, and I thought about it halfway through after we had one fail in there, but since it actually went well, I wasn't going to worry too much on it. You guys have an action point that you can use in combat. You can also use it during a skills encounter. You just reroll the same thing. And that was my fault. I forgot to mention it, and I didn't want to say, oh yeah, we're moving on from you failing, but everyone else can use it. So,
she saved the day.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
And I think I would have said something if she would have failed on that one. I would have said, you know what? Okay. This is something that's available. I forgot to mention it. You know, there we go.
So how often can we, just once in a, like a skills encounter or an attack kind of?
So you start off the day with one action point. Okay?
Okay.
And then you, when you hit 3 milestones, which is basically you hit three encounters, 3 combats, 3 of a combination.
Okay.
Then you're going to get another action point. Can't use more than one per
encounter.
Okay. John, you got all that?
Yes.
You guys succeeded on that. Good job. You
is this skill encounter that we just did, is that considered a milestone?
Yeah, that's your first one of the days. That's your first encounter. You guys, none of you used your action point because you didn't know about it, you know. But you didn't use your action point, so you're still good for the next one, whatever does come up.
All right.
Okay, so you guys managed to get the fire put out. Willow stops slapping you in the face and trying to make sure you're okay. She gets you healed up, takes care of your burns.
And that's where we're going to leave off for this episode of Paper Dragons. Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying our show. We're really trying to make this fun for the listeners. If you have any questions or comments, contact us at paperdragonspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on paperdragonspodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Paper Dragons Podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.